So by the causeless mercy of Guru Vaishnavas, we are here. And with down on our own by our own sadhan, we cannot attain their mercy. But we don't have such qualification to do such sadhan also, by which we can make them happy. Only their causeless mercy is of the essence. Their mercy is for every living entity. And by Tattva Gyan, you are free from the net of Maya, and they make them full of this rasa, chidras. So we've been listening to the glories of Gurudev and the Vaishnavas. So far we've heard that Shiv Thakur once, when Bhagavan Ram was in the forest after Sita was stolen, and Shiv Thakur saw that Ram was very sad when he was with Lakshman. And then there he was seeing, so Shiv Thakur, he was seeing Ram and he was thinking, how can I serve him? And then, oh, Bhagavan is going to perform other aprakrit leelas, aprakrit, transcendental leelas. So I'll offer my pranams from a distance and do parikrama and leave. But Sati, she was also with him. So Devi, she asked Shiv Thakur, whom are you offering pranams to? Why are you offering pranams to Dasharatha Ram? Does he not know where his wife is? He is lamenting, he is crying, weeping. But we are seeing where he is, where she is, but does he not know Dasharatha Ram? So Shiv Thakur said, it was your desire, then you say, who this is? It is Dasarathi Ram, a human. And who he is? As far as I know, I offer my pranams to him, offering Dhanis Parikram. So Prabhu is doing, is lamenting in separation from Sita, calling out, Hasite, Hasite, wandering one forest to another. And Lakshman, he's crying continuously, so how can he possibly console Ram? Because Ram, he had given him this responsibility of protecting Sita. But Lakshman, he left. He didn't follow Ram's order. Then the result was Sita was taken away from there. So Lakshman, he served Ram his entire life, but that one order he did not follow. But he did not have any other option, because Sita Devi, he had to listen to her also. She said, your brother, he is in great trouble. You want to stay here instead of helping him? So do you think that once your brother, little brother leaves, I'll stay with you? So she spoke very, she spoke words which caused great pain to Lakshman. So Lakshman, he drew one circle outside Sita and he said, don't cross this circle. But so then Satiji, she saw Shiv Thakur was offering pranams and then he left silently. What Satiji do? She assumed the form of Sita and she stood in the shade of the tree. But then whenever she would appear in front of Ram, Ram would avoid her. Then again, she's one last time she stood in front of him as Sita. She stood as Sita. Then Ramchandra said, "Oh, my mother." She said, "Thakur, he came here. So, how come you left him and you come here alone?" Well, Shiv Thakur is alone. And she started trembling. "Oh, what have I done? Sati, Mata," she thought. "What have I done?" Because she had this doubt. If there is this doubt, this seed, even the seed of doubt, then immediately this seed should be taken out. Or else the seed will grow into a very large tree. So then, when she returned to Shiv Thakur, Sati Mata, and Shiv Thakur said, "You cannot sit on my left side. You have to sit in front of me." Then Shiv Thakur became absorbed in meditation. He didn't say anything. And then he said, "Did you examine?" And she said, "Oh, I haven't examined anyone. Whatever you said, I accepted." So she spoke another lie, Sati Mata. But he knew everything. What did he do? And now she was thinking, "Oh, he's not speaking to me." And Shiv Thakur would not speak to her anymore. And Katha Kirtan stopped. Stopped in Samadhi. I never know any male. Come out of his Samadhi. May take many yugas also. And then Sadhiji, she was saying that her father Daksha was organizing yagya. So her father had called everyone except her. So, but still her daughter can see her father without any invitation. There is no harm. So she asked her husband, "Shivji, should I go? Can I go?" She said, "Your father doesn't like me, your father. So why should you go to such a place? He will not listen to you. Even if you go there, he will not respect you." Anyhow, she left, weeping. And Shiv Thakur also said, he also sent Veerbhadra, Nandi, go accompany your mother there. And then what happened? Daksha, her fire sacrifice, his fire sacrifice was completely destroyed because he insulted Shiv Thakur. When this fire came from Sati's body, she burnt herself because her father was criticizing Shivji so much. If I said Sanshatma Vinashati, then once he develops this doubt, then how can he be saved, rescued from this doubt? Because once he must always have faith in the words of Sri Guru. So I say, Shiv Thakur offered pranams to Ram. She was thinking, why is he offering pranam? She had this doubt. Sati Mata. So then, previously also, she was sitting on Shiv Thakur's lap. Chitrakutu Maharaji came. He said, "Oh Bhagavan, everyone, they follow whatever you do. Mahajanayana Gata Sapanta. So whatever you do, then everyone else will do the same." So you're sitting here speaking Harikatha with your wife on your lap. So in Parvati of these words, she became very angry. And she cursed Chitrakutu, saying you'll become a demon. Mr. Shiv Thakur said, just say, he could have rejected your curse and he could have counter-cursed you. But just see how humble he is. He didn't say anything, accepted your curse. Why did you curse him without any reason? Then ultimately she had to leave her body. Then she was born as the daughter of Himalaya, as Parvati, as Uma. And Shiv Thakur was always absorbed in Samadhi. So then because he was absorbed in Samadhi, the entire world was plunged into darkness. Because Vishnu, he maintains the world, Brahma creates. But who will take these anarthas out. These sins, offenses, all these impure tendencies. Who will take out all these things? So Shitakur is a destroyer. So then, the entire world was in darkness. Because Shitakur was brought in his samadhi. So who will take these anarthas out? Who will help the jivas from all their sins? Who will think about their auspiciousness? Because now Harikatha, Harikirtan had stopped. Not just in earth. Narada-shi, he goes all across the 14 planetary systems. Still, Shri Thakur, 24 hours a day is only absorbed in Harikirtan, Harikatha, remembering Shri Hari. He engages everyone also in Sashravan Kirtan. He brings everyone and he makes their hearts pure by giving them this Hari Ras. No one else can do this except him. All the Rishi Maharshis, Tapasis, are thinking about their own selves. But who will think about the welfare of the world, all the jivas? Shiv Thakur, he is that person. But know that he had entered into Samadhi. And the world had become bereft of all these Katha Kirtans. The entire world was going to be destroyed. So tell all the Devatas, they prayed to Brahma. And then Brahma himself, he went to Vishnu. And then Indra tried so much. And then he even sent his Apsaras, Kamdev, because Kamdev, he has 5 arrows. He attacks with these 5 arrows. And he agitates the senses. Ajdhyan, Gyan, everything is destroyed. Doesn't take in 1 second. And a very nice Apsaras came. And 6 seasons came. And so he tried breaking the Samadhi of Shri Thakur. He started releasing his arrows. He sent 4 arrows. And then when he sent the 5th arrow, Shri Thakur, he opened his 3rd eye, the middle eye. He opened the eye of the mind. And as soon as he opened his eye, then he was burned to ashes, Cupid. And now, how will creation take place without Cupid? Everyone, they became like stones now, without life. Because now no one has any desire to procreate, no desire not to reproduce. So then Rati, the wife of Cupid, she did so many austerities and she performed. Shivji said in Dwapara Yuga, Krishna will appear and Cupid will appear as the son of Rukmini and Krishna as Pratimna. And you go perform austerities and yes, and then you should go and cook for the Sambarasur at his house. And you make him happy. And when Pratimna will appear, he'll steal your husband away. Because he knows that the firstborn son of Krishna, he'll kill me. So he'll steal his son away. When you look after this boy in a very hidden way, you teach him all Maya. And when he'll become youthful, then he'll kill Sambarasura. Then again, your husband will be reunited with you. And you go to Dwarka. Then you'll have to wait until then. So then Rati, she was waiting. And again, Shri Thakur became absorbed in Samadhi. So then, Sati, she appeared as the daughter of Himalaya. Parvati. She also started performing austerities to have Shiva as her husband. Then Naradashi, he went and he told her that you're very beautiful. Everyone will come. Everyone will want to marry you. Devatas, Vishnu, Brahma, everyone will come. But don't accept anyone except Shiva. He is your everything. Or else, don't think about anyone, even in your mind, what is worshipping them. Only worship him. Shivaji was absorbed in his dhyana, in his samadhi. So all devatas separate to Brahma, Vishnu. This is only one way. But to break his meditation. What is that? If you do Nam Kirtan of Bhagavan, then the entire atmosphere will become full of Hariras, Namras. Then his samadhi will be broken, or else there is no other way. See, 33 million devatas. Vishnu, Brahma, everyone. Now all the devatas, they start Hari Kirtan. So they start their singing, dancing. All the Gandharas came. They start doing their Kirtan. Then during the Shivratri, Shivji, he came out of his samadhi. So first he came from Antara Dasha to Artha Bahya Dasha, and then from Artha Bahya to Bahya Dasha. Then he came Parvati. Then he appeared in front of Parvati, and then all the Rishi Maharshi's requested him, kindly accept Parvati. So then he wouldn't listen to anyone. Then Brahma and Vishnu, they said, we'll have to give you a shelter to her. And then on that day, Shivratri, Parvati, she was reunited with Shivji. She was married to him on the same day, Shivratri. So in Parvati, when she married Shiva, then where does Shiva stay? He stays where? Underneath trees and cemeteries where bodies are burnt. He doesn't have a house. He stays underneath the shade of a tree. Parvati said, oh, Bolinath, I don't want anything. You are a tapasvi brahmarshi. For you, there's no need of anything. See, this open sky is your cloth. You have no inconvenience. But I'm a woman. I'll have to bathe. I'll have to rest somewhere. You do Hari Kirtan, Hari Katha the whole day. And you absorb in this. You don't care about eating anything, drinking anything. Or resting, sleeping. You have great responsibility. And I'm a lady. Sometimes I fall asleep and listening to Katha. So will you give me some place? I said, see, I don't have anything. See, I don't even have clothes. I don't have ornaments. I have nothing. I'm Nishkinchan Akinchan. I'm only surrendered to Bhagavan. I don't want anything else. If I accept anything else, then my mind will be divided. My heart will be divided. And those things will become mine. Other things will become someone else's. No. I don't want to give place for anything inside my heart. except for this Nam Kirtan, Shravan Kirtan, Smaran. I don't want anything else. I only listen to Prabhu. If you want something, then I ask my Prabhu. And she was thinking, what should I do? You will not listen to me. And she said, alright. Can I do something, arrange something myself? She said, alright. So then she prayed to Bhagavan. Prabhu. She said, oh, Prabhu. I'm a woman. So, underneath the tree, if we stay there, there's so much rain, so much so cold, so hot. And then if I'm staying there alone, and you see all the demons, all the rakshasas, they're all his followers. So his name is Basmasur, Bhaumasur, Maidanov, all these demons. They all come to Shiva Thakur. Even Hiranyakashipu, Ravan. And Ravan, he's big disciple of Shivaji. He's saying, how can I stay alone? Because he, within the moment he enters into Samadhi, then never know when he'll come out of his Samadhi. Even 1,000 years may pass. He won't move. He won't open his eyes. And then as soon as he opens his eyes, he starts singing Harikatha, he starts dancing, doing Kirtan. He has millions of listeners. All the birds, animals, Kinnar, Gandhar, all of them. Say, oh, everyone. Even if you chant the name of Shiva, then there's so much auspiciousness. So then they said, who's the greatest architect for the Devadas? Said, call Vishwakarma. Vishwakarma, he said, give me some place, I'll make a nice palace for you. I need all the other things also, but just tell me which place. Where should I build this place? Where can I get all the other things? Rishi Thakur, he had one god brother. His name is Dhan Kubair. Kubair, he said, you can take whatever I want. My store is fully open for you. So, you take all the gold you need, everything, silver, gold. Then make a very nice place for my god brother. Because Shivji and Kubera are god brothers. So then make a very nice place for Parvatiji. So there, on this, in the middle of the ocean, there was a very nice island. Very sweet water. Very nice place. So Shivji, he said, all right. Make a golden palace here. Will never be too hot or too cold. It'll always be spring. And then say, yagyas will always be formed there. It'll be a nice place for meditating, to get fruits and roots. So, nice place to speak Harikatha. Say, Shivji, he gave the entire layout to Vishwakarma. Means build such a place for me. Vishwakarma, along with the others, he built a very nice palace there in the middle of the ocean. Parvati told Shivaji, let's go now, enter the house. We can stay here. We do nice Harikatha here and do Kirtan. You see, sometimes the guests come, there's no place to even give them water to make them sit down. Because you're in your dhyan, samadhi, but if some guests come, I have to make them sit down, I have to give them some water drink. Some may want to bathe, do tarpan, tilanjali. They need something. So Shivji, he said, alright, I'll come. But he said, alright, if some new city is being built, then there'll always be some. You should bring all the Brahmins, Pandits, scholars and all that bhaktas and do a yagya. Give a place for all the devatas. Once we don't worship Yageshwar Sri Hari, then the place becomes very impure. You can never know. You can never do dhyan in such a place. Your mind will never be ego-poised. You'll never have any energy to serve. then your mind will be influenced by the tendency to say you call. Listen. So who is this Vedakya Brahman at this time? He said Ravan is Vedakya Brahman, son of Vishrava Muni. So you called, let's call him. So the time they called Ravan, the son of Vishrava. Because he was very knowledgeable in Vedas, he was a big scholar. He had 10 heads. See, just by one head, one can get so much knowledge, but he had 10 heads. Means he had conquered the 10 directions. Just like Dasharatha Maharaj. So he conquered 3 worlds. So he came to do yagya there. So when he entered the yagya mandap, there he saw very sweet smelling place. There was a fragrant breeze blowing. So one cannot even imagine where he can get happiness in this life. As soon as he entered there, then his mind became completely pure. Ved Mantra, everything else manifested. Vedatni, everything manifested and so on. All the Rishi Maharshis came and they started doing a very nice yakya. I said, alright, let's go now. When he came to the house, then Ravan, he stood there at the entrance. And he said, you've done such a nice yakya, and I worked so hard, but unless you give some dakshina to the Purohit, to the priest, to the head priest, then how will... Then you'll never have siddhi of your mantras. And wherever you go, there'll always be great fighting there in that place. They say you call all the pandits here, but they're not giving any dakshina, any food. So give me some dakshina, Ravan told Shivji. She told him, you give something. Shivji said, I'm always naked and only have ashes over my body. I said, I have nothing. And she gave something, the body said, what can I give? I have nothing also. Then Shivji said, alright. This beautiful palace, whatever is you see on this island, is all yours now. And then Shivji gave everything away to Ravan. And Ravan became very happy now. He wanted this. But how could he openly say? Therefore, Purohit means one always. Purohit has two meanings. One who always does good, but can also mean one who steals everything away. It has two meanings. He'll take your wealth, he'll take everything away. If you go to someone's house, he says, go to someone's house, do black magic and take everything away. So when Ravan goes, he received everything, he said, you've given me such a big donation. And Parvati, she should be the gatekeeper of this palace. Forever she should stay here. She will always save me, protect me. She'll always stay there. I'll make her a small place for her. And she'll be known as Lankini. And you should also not leave. You do your tan tapasya, but during the night you should give guard. And outside the palace, you should always look after everyone. And then he said, no, we'll go to the banks of the ocean. And then, Parvati, she was entangled. And therefore, oh, Vidyavati has done. Oh, I made a nice house. But house burned down. I was trying so many things for my happiness. Just this desire for something is the cause of great distress. And if you don't have any desire, then you'll feel very happy. Shri Thakur said, just see, you brought me from Kailash here. And just see what he's done. He's made me the guard now. And now he's going to enjoy nicely in this palace and I should guard him. So Ravan, you got all the devatas. He told Varun, you have to sweep the floor. Oh, Agni Devata, you should help everyone. You should light a fire whenever they cook. You should help with all the cooking. So he engaged all the devatas. in seva. So then, Bhakti Vishal paint Shiv Thakur. Who can I be delivered? You see, all my Gokarma from my first life, previous life, was because I disobeyed you, disobeyed, disrespected Ram Chitraketa Maharaj. Therefore, now I'm again, I'm suffering the fruit for all these things. So how can I be saved? Then he said, all right, listen. Satyuga is past. Now in Treta Yuga, Ram 11 Seva Hanuman. And to save you, therefore, Swayam Bhagavan, he will send his Shakti Sita. She will come first. She will wait for so many years. And call the Sevaks and they'll do Naam, sing Naam Kirtan. Then only can we be liberated from here. If you always meditate on Prabhu, call them as quickly as possible. And as long as Sita doesn't come, then there won't be anyone to deliver us. Because if we gain Dakshina, just see how he's making us serve him. Therefore, don't desire anything from anyone in this world. Prabhu, he is the one who is looking after everyone. He saves us all the time. Why should we look up to someone else? So just see. Just a little one becomes distant from his Prabhu, then he becomes entangled. Yes, sadhu, it has so much tapasya, so much difficulty, he makes disciples, makes a huge palace. But see what the disciples do. They tell their guru, don't say anything. I am the owner now. Just sit in one place and don't speak anything. He said, all right, from tomorrow you become the master. He said, no, right from this moment I am the owner. Now if you speak something, I'll kill you, he said. He said, all right, yeah, this adhikar. I made disciples, therefore I don't have to suffer now. Now that I have offered myself, kill me. And this is very greedy to make disciples. And as soon as son is born, then one has to suffer so much. As long as there's life, one have to suffer. So Shiv Thakur, he starts speaking. Then Parvati Devi, what could she do? Now there was no other way. At the time when Ram Sevak Hanuman came, when he tried entering inside, they didn't let him go. There were guards there. So how will they let him enter inside? There were monkeys, there were bears. And I said, all right, we'll let me go. And then he said, all right, now all the prarabdha has gone away. Now I've had this, now I'm relieved. Now Shivaji is saying, how can I be relieved? Because Lankini, what happened? Hanuman, he hit her, and therefore she was liberated from that body. So she reinstated in her original form. So see, Hanuman, he was going everywhere. So he was thinking, where could he find Sita there? You see, there, that island, there was no need of any lights also. It was naturally effulgent. There's so many gold, jewels there, rubies, pearls, and every palace, every house was like a palace. Very beautiful houses. And there Hanuman is looking, where can I find Sita? And there he heard Ram Nam then. And he was saying, how can I go there? And anyhow, he entered into the ventilator. And then anyhow, he came out through this opening in the window, and there someone was becoming absorbed in Dhyan and he was chanting Ram Nam. He went and stood in front of him and he also started chanting Ram Nam. Then this he was thinking, who is this? And he asked, who are you? And he said, I am the Das of that person you are meditating on. I am Ramdut. And he said, oh, all right, now is the time. Then you have to do one thing. And they asked Sita, where is Sita? Then Vibhishan, he said, before you go to her, you'll have to meet Shivji. Because Shivji, he is always guarding. Without his desire, no one can do anything. So that day, Hanuman, he went. They are always chanting Ram Nam amongst all the asuras. So no one says anything to you. Oh, so many things happened, Vibhishan said. When Ravan asked me, why are you chanting? He kicked me, abusing me so much. He took everything away from me. He wanted to kill me. So why do you chant Ram Nam? Why you don't chant my name? Why you don't chant Ravan, Ravan? Why Ram? They said, I only chant your name actually. I don't chant anyone else's name. Then he said, how do you chant my name? You're only chanting Ram Nam always, name of my enemy. And he said, Ram means Ravan. Ma means Mandodari. And he said, I'm chanting Yuval Nam. Ram means Ravan and Mandodari. I'm also chanting your name in the name of your Shakti, Mandodari. Therefore, Ram, he said. And Ravan became very happy then. He said, oh, very good, he said. And very good intelligence, he said. I thought you were mad chanting the name of Ram. But see, very intelligent you are. You're chanting my name and Mandodari's name also. It's very good now. Now no one will say anything to you. Now you do whatever you feel like. Then Hanuman, he said, Bhagavan's bhaktas, see how the intelligent they are. So then they took him to Shivji. And Shivji became very happy. He said, all right, my Prabhu is going to come now. And when the war was going on, then for one day, he said, Shivji, for one day you will not guard. One day, only for one day. Because Shivji had asked for a holiday from Ravan. Like here, you see, sometimes they take a leave. So Shivji also, he took. On Shivratri, just give me that one day off. Because that day, many are inviting me, they're worshipping me, meditating on me, I'll have to go and meet with them. So let me have to meet with them, give me one day, leave. Like you see, Shivratri is going to come. And after Shivratri, there's Falgun. And then after Falgun, there's Chaitramas. And Ram Navami accompanies during this Chaitramas. So Shivji on Shivratri, he took this holiday. He was waiting for Ram. And when others, Ravan, he had 1 lakh children and 1.5 lakh grandchildren. So no one could do anything to him as long as she was protecting them. And when he took a day off, then immediately Ram attacked Lanka. So if anyone tries stealing Bhagavan's property out of greed, then what will happen? You just see. Along with his entire family, he'll be destroyed. Ravan, he had 1 lakh children, 1.25 lakh grandchildren. And now no one is there to even offer a lamp. No, everyone had died, perished. Because he was very greedy. He stole Sita away. He's thinking everything is mine. You see, he went to as a priest. And he took everything away from Shivji. He met Shivji and Parvati, his servant and maidservant. And there's a small boy in the lap. He can do anything. He passes stool on his parents' lap. He vomits there. But parents don't beat him or throw him inside prison. But when he becomes a little older, more mature, then you should be careful. You can't do the same things. Or else he remains silent. So at the time he becomes proud. So he thinks I can do anything I want. And this way now he thinks I've also become a father, so I'll also discipline. So then this way, in such a time, the mind becomes defeated. So Ravan, while he was taking his last breath, then he prayed. He said, "Oh Prabhu, no matter how many, no matter where I have to go, still, I know and never know everything. But still I became positive. Why? Because I had disobeyed the Rishi Maharshis. When Chatushan came, I stopped them. When the four Kumaras came, I stopped them. They wanted to see you, but I stopped them. And because of that curse now, you were born as Hiranyakashipu Hiranyaksha, then Ravan Kumbhakarna. So therefore, Prabhu, in the next life you'll have to deliver us. Don't trouble us. Or else, I never thought of anyone else's happiness, only troubled others. So how can these anuttas go away? Then again appeared Shishupal Dandavakara in Dwapar. In Kali Yuga again they appeared. Three lifetimes had passed. But still they had to get this prem. Mother, not that the relationship is only based on etiquette. No. No, our relationship should be based on this love. Even after we left, even after three lifetimes, still we cause so much pain to others. So how can we ever be at peace with ourselves? So in the fourth life, then they appeared as Jagamalai. In Kali Yuga, they were also born as Brahmins. Again they appeared there. And there you see how they were. Jagamalai. But Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, they gave their mercy to them. They accepted them. And they took all their sins away, offenses away. First Prahlad, he went to make everything go away. He tried so much. He gave them everything. Sometimes you see Hiranyakashipu tried killing him with poison, trampled by elephants, but still he couldn't do anything. The next life again as Ravan, they troubled others so much. In third life again as Shishupal, they opposed Krishna so much with so many things. In the fourth life you see, Mahaprabhu, he embraced them and he took all their sins away. He said, "All Janatas, Papta, Prarabdha, take everything away." And when Mahaprabhu took everything away, he was golden. Then he said, "Just see, now I have become blackish because of having taken all his sins away, offenses away." Then he told the devotees, "Do kirtan," and they started doing kirtan. Then Mahaprabhu regained his golden form. And then they say, when they came the sadhikar for kirtan, for his ruchi for kirtan, doing so much kirtan. Then, still you see, this pain in their heart was not going away. And they asked Mahaprabhu. They asked Nityananda Prabhu. "We have troubled others so much. We have stolen, pillaged, killed many. So we have done everything. We are most sinful. So now our hearts are burning now in pain." So then Mahaprabhu said, "Go to this Ganga Ghat and you clean that place every day. And if any old people are coming, you take their water pot, their clothes, keep it with you, look after them. So you'll get their mercy. And then your heart will become very pure. So then, they all start saying that Ganga Ghat. And all day and night, whenever Mahaprabhu's Kirtan starts, they'd come there from there. That's all day and night, they're offering pranams to everyone, serving everyone. Before they used to be so scared of Jaya Mother. But it's just see Mahaprabhu, he's like a touchstone. Just by his touch. You see, they've changed so much. They've also become like priceless jewels. Prasmani. So you see, you give them everything. Whatever they wanted. But still, what would they do? They would take everything and offer to Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, Srivast Thakur. Because people would offer them many things now that they've changed. But they would never accept anything independently. They'd give everything away to Srivast Thakur and everyone else. And Mahaprabhu was thinking, who's bringing all these gifts? And Srivast, you're doing kirtan the whole day, so who's giving all these gifts? This cloth, ankar, ornaments. Who's bringing everything? And he said, your sevak. Who? He said, Jagadananda and Madhavananda. These two. And Mahaprabhu, he said, why don't you, any of you, accept these gifts? And he said, before we stole everything away, and just see the result, now we're still suffering. And now people are giving automatically. So what will be the result if you automatically accept? We are not the owners of all these things. For all these things, therefore we offer everything to the bhaktas, and they'll engage in your seva. And if you accept them, then our lives will be successful. Even if we receive a remnant, small remnants of Yamapsa, this is all we need. We don't need anything else. And seeing them, Mahaprabhu became so happy how they changed. And when Mahaprabhu took sannyas, when he was leaving, when he was going to Jagannath Puri, that time, you see, all the devotees of Navadvip came. But Mahaprabhu, he never gave any order to them. Nityananda Prabhu never ordered them to come. Or saying, oh, I can go where I want to, wherever I wish. Say, let me go. What need is there to ask? So I'm going for a good thing. And they say, if I'm misusing this independence, then one will have to suffer the fruits of karma. And they say they offered their independence. They offered their very selves. And then there's no misery. So what did they do? These two brothers, they went to this Kanchanagari Katwa, where Mahaprabhu took sannyas. There, and the banks of the Ganga, they start doing Harinam, chanting Harinam, they're doing Kirtan. And then, they offered themselves in seva there. Because there, Jajigram, Srikanda, Akayat, Dayat, Agrati, Bhagavachi. See, all the Vaishnavas, they stay there. Serve all the Vaishnavas and do Hari Kirtan. And then, there, both the brothers, they do bhajan there, under this Madhav. Malati Mandap. So the lives of the devotees, you see, is always pure. There's no one who tries finding fault. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I'll never associate with such people, trying to find faults with them. If you desire this Atma Kalyan in your life, then always remember the Vaishnavas. Engage in such Shravana Kirtan. Always. And never have any hate, envy, saying, oh, if I don't glorify myself, how will I get Pratishtha? But if I glorify others, then I won't get Pratishtha. So Mahaprabhu said, always be condemning yourself. And so when you're always condemning yourself, then by glorifying the bhaktas, the tendency to serve will also appear in our hearts. And we will become humble and meek. And Maharaj said, just see. Once Tishanku, he came to where Vishwamitra was. He said, Guruji, initiate me. So then he said, immediately you give me mantra. And he said, tell me the sadhana, how to chant these mantras. I want siddhi. And he said, tell me what you want. Then he gave the mantra. And then he said, give me some siddhi now. I've taken mantra from you. He said, what do you want? He said, I want to go Swargalok. He said, all right. Then, on the strength of this tapasya, he sent Tishanku to Swarga. Then, Devata said, where did this man come from? He has flesh, blood, urine. Still, such persons made of gross bodies cannot enter this, cannot enter heaven. Where is a subtle body that is present there? Because you see, this body, whatever you eat, always turns into a very foul substance. You see, he makes Swarga full of stool then, if he comes here. Because his body is designed in such a way. What you read transforms. This way this man will pollute Swarga then. You see, in Swarga, they only drink nectar, they don't eat anything there. So this man will come, he'll pollute all of Swarga. He has this body, gross body, material body. So then they kicked him out of there. And when he was falling down from heaven, he said, oh Guruji, save me, protect me, now I'm going to die. Then Vishwamitra said, Tishta. He said, stay where you are. And now he was hanging upside down, Tishanku. Therefore, so like Guru, see, he went to his Guru. In this way, what did he want? And Guru should follow my order. Whatever I say, Guru, you should listen to me. Now who's become the Guru? Now disciple has become the Guru. Because he's saying Guru should listen to everything I say. So in Kali Yuga, you see, if one becomes a disciple, then he'll say, there's no way then to be protected or saved. Because then he'll make many more disciples himself and say, entangle. And you see, Vishwamitra went to Harishchandra. And he made Harishchandra, he took his kingdom away, everything away, then he made him the watchman in a cemetery. He said, no, we'll have to kill, burn all bodies and dead bodies. He also had him sell his wife away, his son away. So therefore, Guruji was saying once, that once there was a big crane. This crane went in the bank of a pond. And they said, I brought very good news. Then all the fish, they came to hear what he said, to hear what he wanted to say. He said, no, it's going to be very hot. The water in the pond will dry. And the fishermen will take all the fish away. So, all of you come and sit on my back. And I'll take all of you and I'll go to a nearby pond where there's so much water and I'll leave all of you there. So the fish said, all right, you've done so much austerity in the water here. You're our guardian. So all right, good thing then. Then he said, all of you sit on my back. One by one, I'll take all of you and leave you in another pond. Then the crane would keep one fish on its back. And then this way, he'd take that fish and he'd leave it where his wife and other birds were present. They say he took all the fish away from the pond. And they say all the fish were killed and eaten by all his friends, this crane, and his family friends. So to him, there was one crab, he has 10 legs. He has 8 legs which are very thin, and he has 2 legs which are like stingers. So then the crab told the swan, he told the crane, take me also. Then the crane took the crab away. The crab was sitting on the crane's back, and then he attached himself to the crane. And there he saw that he had eaten all the fish. There were only bones left. And then everyone was saying, oh, come here, they were telling the crab, come bring the crab here. Then the crab, what did he do? He caught hold of the crane's neck by his 2 stingers. And he said, now you've eaten all the fish, now I'll eat you. He said, no. He says, hey, one has this kapata hypocrisy. How long will it run? So then Shivji, he said, that who's an ideal guru? Who steals the miseries away of his disciple? And there's one who takes away all the wealth of his disciple. And in Kali Yuga especially, such kind of gurus are there. Who will see the wealth of his disciple. And they'll say, you can do anything you want. Just accept a guru. Just give me some dakshina. I don't want anything. Just give me whatever you want and you can do whatever you want. But yearly you must give me something. An annual payment. So they say, the many who will steal the wealth away of a disciple. But who will steal the miseries away of a disciple? Therefore, like in the house, there is a cat, and the cat becomes very old, and the cat loses all its teeth. Before the mice would be very scared of the cat, saying the cat will kill us. And now when the mice come, the cat, what does it do? It strokes the mice. Saying, oh, now you've become so dear to us. You're always stroking us instead of killing us. And the cat says, you, all of you are like my relatives. So if I don't love you, then who will I love? Because now the cat no longer had teeth. So what could it do? So the cat would say, okay, all of you give me your children, I'll look after your children. And they said, all right, you're all like our aunt. So therefore, we leave all the children with you and we look for food somewhere else. So you see, the babies of these mice were very soft. They just been born. So they left these their children with the cat. Then the cat didn't have a teeth. So then what did it do? It started swallowing all these children because now they're very soft. So then the parents came and asked, give our children back. They said, oh, they're just following you, what can I do? And so he swallowed all the children of the mice. And the cat said, oh, what can I do? They went and drowned somewhere. Some went and entered inside the fire. So what can I do? I could not stop them. But the cat ate everything away. Similarly, if you trust these wicked people, then what will they do? They will do like this, like that crane and like the cat. The crane ate all the fish away and like the cat which ate all the mice away. And one cannot see any other solution. Then he becomes sadhu. He grows long matted locks of hair and he puts ashes all over his body. Then he says, now I have become a sadhu tapasvi. Now I will give you blessings now. So they say, you should be very careful of such tantrics. You should be careful. You should pray to Bhagavan. Oh Bhagavan Prabhu, you save me from such a satsang. Such wicked people. Or else, well, Hari, how can you expect a Sadguru to help you? Never, without Bhagavan's kripa, you'll never have the association of Sadguru. Or else you'll only have the association of cheaters, pretenders. were only looking to cheat the entire one. Therefore, no people see sadhus, they become very restless. They think this sadhu is also like the other sadhu I met. This is not their fault. It's our fault that we have this hypocrisy. You see, so many people dressed as sadhus, they become great thieves. They do so many things. So as long as Bhagavad Gita is not had, and learn very difficult to find a sadhu, santa. And even if the association of santa is had, still Sukadeva Goswami says, then as long as one doesn't become free of all these desires, then how will this material disease will never go away? Therefore it is said, Kaatamashlavi Gunanavat, Manavarajet Bina Pashuknat. So who is that person? The killer of the soul. Just he says Guruji, Guruji, and he says, oh Bhagavan. And in the Gurus also, you see, he calls himself Bhagavan. He says, no, I'm Sadguru, now I'm Bhagavan now. See, how is this possible? Well, there was a big assembly there in Bengal. Where many people had come there, all Sampraday. People from all Sampraday. So Mayavadi, he came there. He was a big Acharya. And then he said, everyone's Brahma. If I pronounced all the Brahmas, you are Brahma, I am Brahma, Sarvamukalam Idam Brahma. When he finished his talk, and Santa Maharaj, Pujwad Bhakti Kumud Santa Goswami Maharaj. You see, he stood up. Then he took a thunder and he went to hit him, beat him. Then he became very scared. He said, what are you doing? Why do you want to beat me? He said, you are Brahma, so why should you fear? Where is the agitation coming from? Then again he came again to beat him. Then again he said, beat you now. Then again he became very disturbed. He said, what are you doing? He said, you are Brahma. Why should you undergo any transformation? Because Brahma is immutable. Sarvamukalam Brahma means Brahma doesn't undergo any transformation. So then why are you undergoing such transformation? Means you're a coward. Then again he started speaking. And so he ran away from there then, saying, how can Brahma experience such things? You worship Thakur, they say Om Namah Shivaya, chanting this continuously. And after some time, what do they say? They say Shivoham. They say, I am Shiva, they say. And then Kalima, she says, Durga. Before you were like my son, you were saying Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya. Now you are saying you can't be my husband now, and you are saying Shivoham. Then she takes her sword, she cuts her head off, their head off. And then she makes a garland of skulls for all the people that she has cut their heads off. And they say, and he said, no. Therefore, as long as one is not beaten by Mayadevi, until then one can never change. Therefore, Gurudev would say that by Bhagavan's causeless mercy, you will have the association of sadhu. Or is it for many cheaters as sadhus, hypocrites, vicharis, and they say everything will be destroyed. There are so many different kinds of disciples of Kali who pretend to be sadhus. One he puts the lock on, shaves his head, puts kanti. But what does he do? He makes an ashram. He collects many people, but he destroys everyone. There is no samadha with Bhagavan. He says, I am everything. He says, she is a Guru Mata, I am Guru Pita. And without me, there is no, you don't have anyone in this world. I have given shelter. So there are so many who will cheat, many hypocrites. Therefore, Guru Maharaj would say, be careful. If you want to be saved, pray to Bhagavan and he'll make all arrangements. He knows. He knows where Sadguru is, Sadvaishnava, Bhaktas are. He'll make all arrangements. I think, oh, I'll find on my own. Then we'll be cheated. Because we have no intelligence. We are attracted by the allurements of Maya, attractions of Maya. Therefore, without satsang, how can one have this proper intelligence? And the satsang is only had by Kripa of Bhagavan. So therefore, one should be very careful. Don't fall into any other trap. If you don't have ruchi for Harinam, Hari Kirtan, Hari Katha, then everyone's a cheater then. What is this? Making temples, big, big ashrams. One is not remembering Bhagavan. No ruchi for Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Seva, no Atma Gyan. Then what will happen? Just by doing all these other things, what will one achieve? So one should follow the main Veda mantra and experience that chanting in one's own life. When he achieves one mantra, then you should realize that mantra. Then you should think about something else. Therefore, you should think of the Shastras as the words of Guru Bhagavan. And Bhagavan himself preaches these words of the Shastras. Listen tomorrow is Advaita Saptami. So, tomorrow is the Avirbhav of Mahavishnu Avatar. So tomorrow after Katha there will be Havan, then there will be Abhishek, then there will be Katha Kirtan. But the rule is that Bhagavan Vishnu and all his avatars at that time should not eat rice. Therefore, you see before the sadhus would do such. For the margins, Guru Varga, you such hard tapasya. Now it's become very easy. At least until 12 o'clock you follow. And then you can eat some fruits after that. Anything. Until 12 o'clock you should do tapasya. Then there'll be Abhishek and Havan will be finished by then. Katha Kirtan will go on. And then, after Bhoga, you can take some falahar. But not before this. So try to follow these rules a little. Whereas as soon as you wake up in the morning, you eat dry fruits, kaju badam, akrut, walnuts, think all this is not rice, so what is I'm eating all these things? Oh, let me drink milk. Milk is very pure. If I drink milk, then I'll also become like milk. So how will I be beautiful? If I have to be servant of Krishna, then you shall have to drink milk. Drinking milk. Or else Krishna is black. You see, Radharani is like milk. And Krishna is like the leaves, tea leaves. And you mix both, then Mahaprabhu is produced. Because Krishna in the Gita, he says, Sarvasya Chaham Ridhi Sannivishta. Krishna himself has said that you drink tea, because in the Gita himself he has said, Sarvasya Chaham. As soon as you drink tea, I'm in your heart. Sarvasya Chaham Ridhi Sannivishta. Therefore, I am these. I am tea, Radharani is milk, and then Mahapuru. Mix. Therefore, Sarvasya Chaham. He's saying, you drink tea. So some drink tea in the morning. If you go outside and drink tea. So many tea shops there in front of Lalita Ashram. You're going there and drinking tea. 3:30 in the morning. And then drink tea and biscuits. Because as soon as the sun rises, one should eat and drink. You don't drink the whole day. Still don't even eat rotis. But you can eat before. The whole night you can eat before the sun rises. Then no need to follow the fast during the day. Like you see the Muslims, they fast during the day, they just eat before sunrise. So beginning from tomorrow until 40 days there will be God Mandal Parikrama. So beginning from this Advaita Saptami, doing Abhishek. They take his permission and all the bhaktas they do. God Mandal Parikrama 40 days, just like Braj Mandal. நித்தரம் பிரதேஷ் வெல்கம் அண்ட் தென் பிரபாத் ஸ்திதி குருவர்கள் ஸ்திதிஸ் தென் டில் கௌர் பூர்ணிமா சோமனி ஸ்திதிஸ் அண்ட் தென் கௌர் பரிக்ரமா ஃபினிஷஸ் ஆன் கௌர் பூர்ணிமா. Then they become established in that place of Mahaprabhu. Reboot.